Bavmetzia, Yoshalmi, corresponding to Bavmetzia Bavli, Daf Lamed Dalel, and Lamed Hey. We begin the Yoshalmi on Daf Yud Aleph, Amad Aleph, at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Haseicher par mechaveroi veishila la'ache u'meisa kadalka, yishav haseicher shemeisa kadalka, v'ashoyel meshalem laseicher. The Mishnah says, one who rented a cow from his friend and then he lent it to someone else, and it died there of natural causes, the renter should swear that it died of natural causes, and the borrower must pay the renter. Am Rav Yosi, Kate said, Hala oiseh schoira beparase shel zeh. Hala tachzor hapara labailim. Rav Yosi asked, how can the renter make profit from someone else's cow? Rather, the cow has to be returned to its owner, means the borrower should pay the owner directly. Says the Gemara, V'yeshlo reshus lahasho, is it permitted for the renter to lend it out? V'leikain tani, Rebchia, did Rebchia not teach an ebraisa? Ein asho rashay lahashil, v'leaseicha rashay lahaschir, v'leashoyel rashay lahaschir, v'leaseicha rashay lahashil, aleim kain not reshus men abaylim. It says in the Braisa there that a borrower may not lend, a renter may not rent out, a borrower may not rent out, and a renter may not lend unless given permission by the owner. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi La, B'shem Rabbi Anai, answered, V'hu shenosan loy lahashil. The owner gave the permission to the renter to lend it out. Now the next few words over here are not relevant over here, they should really be in the Gemara in Kedushin and Kesubos, but they're out of place over here. So we skip the next eight words, and we move on to Rabbi Abol. Rabbi Abol shal shalua bailim meseiche umeise kadauka hashoyel meshalem meseiche. We also skipped a few words over there. Even if the owner borrowed it from the renter and it died of natural causes, must the borrower, means the owner, pay the renter? There's an unspoken answer here in the Gemara that, yes, actually the answer is that he has to pay him. So the Gemara asks the question, v'inkini afilu achlua, if so, if the owner borrowed it from the renter and then ate it, must you also pay? And the Gemara answers, Amravina, achlu shalahen, achlu. No, because he ate that which is his. Amrav Yosef, hei chala oisis chayu eba para shalzeh, el atachza para labailim. And we ask a question, Rav Yosef asked, how can the renter make profit from someone else's cow, and rather the cow has to be returned to its owner? And the Gemara here is just restating Rav Yosef from the Mishnah.